Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, what really happened at the Summit of the Americas while everyone was talking about the Secret Service prostitution scandal? With me now is Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington, a liberal-leaning think tank. Mark, welcome back to WNYC. Hello.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So when most Americans think about Latin America, they probably think about drugs, illegal immigration, and questionable free trade agreements, and maybe Cuba. Is that what the leaders talk about when they get together?
Well, some of those issues were on the agenda, but I think the most important thing that I think a lot of people missed because of the prostitution scandal in the Secret Service was it was a sea change between the last summit 3 years ago and this one. President Obama found himself in really the same position that President Bush was in a few years ago, just completely isolated from everyone in the hemisphere.
What was the sea change?
Well, in 2009, President Obama went there, shook hands with President Chavez of Venezuela, promised that he would start over because the U.S. had terrible relations with Latin America under George W. Bush. And everybody was friendly and had great expectations. And this one, they disagreed on everything. In fact, on the Falklands dispute between Argentina and the UK and Cuba, everybody refused to sign a joint declaration at the end because they didn't want to have another summit without Cuba being invited. They disagreed on the drug war. You had even conservative right-wing presidents denouncing the United States policy on the drug war, and so there was really nothing. And really, even though President Obama gets really good press, and so he's not seen as a hated figure, the way President Bush was. We're now in the situation where he's looked at, and the United States is looked at the same way as it was under the Bush administration.
Didn't Guatemala at this summit even propose that the United States legalize marijuana?
Well, yeah, that's an example of one of the few right-wing presidents that are there disagreeing completely with U.S. policy on drugs and the U.S. drug war. And, people have had enough of this. Honduras has a murder rate that's the highest in the world now. And, again, the Obama administration is promoting what they call the successful Colombian model. They want to militarize more. They've got this regional security agreement where they're going to use Colombian military to try and promote the kind of militarized solutions in Central America where the violence is getting worse. So everybody is sick of this and is looking for alternatives, and there's nothing coming from the United States. There's not even a willingness to consider alternatives.
And about Cuba, the Summit of the Americas was happening just as the manager of the Miami Marlins baseball team was getting suspended for 5 days just after they opened their gleaming new stadium in Little Havana because he dared to say something that was remotely nice about Fidel Castro. That's in the private sector in Florida, but Florida, of course, is a swing state in the election. Was President Obama speaking about Fidel Castro even in 2012?
Well, that was one of the big sticking points of this summit. I mean, the whole hemisphere, including President Santos of Colombia, one of the few, presidents that the United States could call an ally and supports with, hundreds of millions of dollars. And he was one of the most outspoken in denouncing the U.S.-Cuba policy and the embargo. Again, these presidents, I can remember a few years ago where they were, when President Obama was elected, they really thought this was a no-brainer. At the very least, he was going to get rid of the embargo on Cuba. And then when the United States, when the Obama administration really did almost everything it could to support the coup government in Honduras, between June and December of 2009, That was really a breaking point for Brazil and the other governments that had hopes that this would be a different kind of government in the United States. And that is, I think, what's happened. And it is very interesting because, you know, again, because President Obama is a, you know, more charismatic figure and gets good press, you know, you don't see the kind of polling data for him in Latin America that you saw for Bush. But the governments who actually pay attention and know what's going on, they see this administration really the same way. And they've gone in a really different direction. And this is something that's really not known that much in the U.S. because it's not reported that much. I mean, all you really get, you don't get that much press about Latin America.
Right.
And when you do, it's just mainly bad things about the left governments that you see.
And didn't... you talk about the Latin American heads of state rolling their eyes at the United States because of the U.S. policies that are relevant to their region, drugs, illegal immigration, Cuba, free trade agreements. But then at the same time, they're going for those free trade agreements. Some of the news from this summit had to do with a U.S.-Colombia free trade agreement, despite the lack of democracy and labor rights in Colombia, right?
Yes, President Obama announced, and that was the bad news, I think, from the summit. You know, he announced that despite the continued killing of trade unionists and others in Colombia, that he was going to go ahead and make the approval that he had to make, that they were, you know, improving in terms of human rights in order for the agreement to go through. But I think that was, I don't see any new free trade agreements or so-called free trade agreements going through. You know, that was one of the things that fell apart years ago, the whole kind of free trade agreement or the free trade area of the Americas and the agenda that the United States had for the whole region. That really has gone. And one of the reasons is, of course, the region has a lot more alternatives. They have a lot more trade with China. They have more trade with Europe. And the United States is becoming increasingly irrelevant to them. In fact, they now have an organization, as of last year, called the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, the CELAC, where they have everybody included, except the United States and Canada. So it's kind of the OAS without the U.S. and Canada. And there, they have agreement on all these issues that they couldn't reach agreement on with the United States and Canada there. And so basically they're working out the things they need to work out. I think they're going to be doing more of that among themselves in this new organization. And the summits and even the OAS will become increasingly... the Organization of American States will become increasingly less relevant.
Does China play into this? Are there fewer strings with Chinese investment, or do they just have more cash?
Well, China's part of it. I mean, China has loaned and invested billions of dollars in Cuba, in Ecuador, in Venezuela, and of course, has increasing trade with Brazil and Argentina and everywhere else. So it's definitely played an important role in providing an alternative source of foreign exchange, of direct investment, and lending. But, you know, they're quiet about it. They're not trying to, you know, they have this this slogan back from Deng Xiaoping, which is, I'm trying to remember it. It was, hide brilliance, cherish obscurity. That's kind of their foreign policy in this region. They're quiet about it, but they definitely are playing an increasing role because they're an alternative source of capital and trade.
Before you go, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she was on the front page of tabloids here, and there's a new Hillary photo meme with her, you know, taking a drink from a beer bottle in a bar in Cartagena. Is she very well perceived there? And did any of this that is now sort of the pop culture chatter in the U.S. about Hillary Clinton swigging the beer and the prostitution scandal, did any of that matter to the real work of the summit?
I don't think so. I mean, I think what really mattered was all the issues that they couldn't agree on. And the, you know, just this big sea change that has taken place between U.S. And Latin America. You know, here's a quote to end it from the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales. He said, "It seems the United States still wants to isolate us from the world. It thinks it can still manipulate Latin America, but that's ending. What I think is that this is a rebellion of Latin American countries against the United States." And, you know, again, he's one of the more left and outspoken ones. But what happened is the left governments have changed the whole dynamic so much that even the conservative, the very few conservative governments that are left, have to, that remain in the area, have to have basically join the agenda of the left governments.
Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington, on what really happened at the Summit of the Americas while everyone was talking about the Secret Service prostitution scandal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Jed Alpert on cell phones and marketing, your privacy when you bank on your phone, and texting in the election year. Stay with us.